Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Tim Swift from the Humane Society of Vero Beach in Indian River County. They'll be having their Bark in the Park fundraising event on Saturday, January 18th at Riverside Park in Vero Beach. Tim, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks, Drew. Good to be here.
Before we get to Bark in the Park, how large a problem is homeless pets in Indian River County?
It's becoming a larger problem, particularly in the midst of the economic crisis. People oftentimes have to make a choice. Do I feed my kids or do I feed my pet? Do I take my kids to the doctor? Do I take my pet to the vet? And obviously the decision is going to be made in favor of the kids and feeding the kids. And so people frequently have to turn animals in. Those are the lucky animals. Those are the ones that come to us that we can deal with, that we can adopt out. The unlucky ones are the ones that sadly are sometimes just abandoned on the side of the road.
So you haven't seen any improvement with the slight uptick in the economy?
We've seen a little bit of improvement. Our intake numbers are going down. They're going down gradually, which is good. But we still treat about 6,000 animals a year coming through the shelter. We've been as high as 8,500 animals a year at the height of the economic crisis. But we have a number of programs to help people keep the animals in their homes. We operate a no-cost food bank. So people that don't have money to feed their pets can come in, they can get a month's worth of food, and all we ask in return is 2 hours of volunteer time for that food. We also partner with Meals on Wheels for senior shut-ins that can't get out to feed themselves, that have pets that in many cases are their only friends. We partner with Meals on Wheels, and Meals on Wheels delivers pet food
to
these
people. That's a great idea. Yeah.
And we've kept a lot of animals out of the shelter with that. We also have a low-cost animal wellness clinic that allows people with limited income to come in, have basic veterinary care taken care of, spay, neuter, vaccinations, that sort of thing. In many cases, it's the first time a pet's ever seen a vet.
Is spay-neuter still a hard sell?
It really is the ultimate answer to the animal overpopulation problem. Unfortunately, we can never adopt our way out of the problem. The key is preventing unwanted litters. People are really getting the message when it comes to their dogs, but for some reason, it doesn't resonate quite so well with cat owners. Cats get outside, they do what cats do, and the next thing you know, you've got seven unwanted kittens that have to go someplace. We're encouraging people to do it, obviously, for dogs and cats. It's getting better, but it still is the core to the problem we face.
I'm speaking today with Tim Swift from the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County. Tell me about Bark in the Park. This is your second year doing it?
Second year. Last year was the first year, obviously. It's a really fun event. It's a family-oriented event. It's absolutely free. Obviously, it's a fundraiser, so there are ways that you can get involved from a fundraising standpoint. Most notably on the website, which is barkintheparkvero.org. You can log on there, form a team, send out emails to your contacts, ask them to support you in the dog walk. And last year, we were able to raise over $13,000, which wildly exceeded our expectations. We were, frankly, not prepared for the amount of people that showed up. We had over 3,000 people and 500 dogs in Riverside Park.
And what are some of the events that will go on?
The headline event this year is the same as last year. It's called the Disconnected Canines. It's the world champion Frisbee dogs. They're based out of Jacksonville, Florida. It's an incredible show. They have 8 or 10 animals that will amaze you. They're all rescue animals. Lawrence Frederick and his wife Jody run the troupe. They travel all around the country, literally in a van, putting on shows primarily for humane societies and other shelters.
And you have some police demonstrations, too?
We do. We have the Canine Corps from the Indian River County Sheriff's Department. They'll do a demonstration. This year, we've added an event. It's called Line Coursing. What line coursing is, it's a rag, essentially, that's attached to a cord that's laid out on a huge field about 175 feet square. Dogs just love it. They chase it like mad. And the operator can change the speed of the line for the dog that's chasing it. And it's great entertainment and great exercise and fun for the dog.
And people who want to come to Bark in the Park, are they encouraged to bring their dogs?
Absolutely.
So who enjoys it more, the humans or the dogs?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
I've been speaking today with Tim Swift from the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County. We'll have their contact information as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Tim, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Drew, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.